bygga ett starkt personligt varumärke online som attraherar rätt klienter, gör att du tjänar mer pengar och ger dig friheten att leva vart du vill och på ett sätt som du älskar. The Brand Expert Podcast, det är podden för dig som har bestämt dig för att det här, det är året då du vill levla upp och bli sedd som expert i din nisch. Jag heter Malin Hammar Blomvall och jag bygger drömmiga varumärken online. Today I'm meeting up with Janine Lag. She's a personal brand photographer and also my best bestie and my partner in Personal Brand Collective together with Carolina Henning, Private Shopper Stockholm. We do all kind of fun stuff together, workshops, brand boost retreat to France, and many other exciting things. And Janine, she's from Australia, but she's been living here in Sweden for over 16 years. So she speaks Swedish with most of her clients. And we decided anyway that we will do this interview in English. And today we're going to talk about personal brand photography and launching, because I think it's a big thing coming up for many of us this autumn. So welcome, Janine.
Thank you so much, Marlin. It's so nice to be here to talk to you.
I'm so happy to have you on the pod again. Yeah, the Brand Expert podcast is all about branding, and you are a personal brand photographer. Could you tell me a little bit about what you do and why you do it?
Absolutely. So I'm a personal brand photographer, and I work with solo business owners, so small business owners, and I help people who want photos that are aligned with their unique personality and story. So I've always loved portrait photography, but when I started out, I didn't really know what to do with that. I didn't know who my clients were or what the purpose was. I just knew that I wanted to do it in my way. So I wanted to capture the person's genuine personality and capture really relaxed, natural photos that told their story, and not those kind of stiff portraits in front of a white background that said more about what the people looked like than who they were as people. And then I discovered personal brand photography, and everything fell into place. So I realized I could take these storytelling photos and I could get to know amazing photos and capture these people's stories. And then I can also help them to attract their dream clients and build their businesses.
Oh, I love that. And you do it so well.
Oh, thank you.
I say that I get cravings from your photos.
I love them.
Yeah. And today we're focusing a bit about launching, because in the inner circle, we've been talking a lot lately because the theme has been leveling up, and launching is a big part of leveling up. And in September and October, it's big months in Sweden to do launches, and it's a perfect time for a fresh start. How should we be thinking in terms of photos for our launch?
Yeah, no, I think exactly. I think people are getting ready for holidays now, but they're already preparing for these launches that are going to come after the holidays. And I think that it is a really important time for launches anyway, but I think also, especially because of COVID and the pandemic, I think everybody's really going to be ready for a new start after summer. So I think that it's going to be really nice, and I think it's really important that we're ready for that time, so it doesn't end up being really stressful. And so I think that the most important thing to think about right now is just to actually book the photo session. Don't wait until the last session and realize, wait until the last minute and wait until you have no time left and you realize, oh my God, I need photos. I've got nothing to put with my copy. So I think that it's really important just to book, and don't wait until you feel ready, because a photo shoot is really easy to put off.
Yeah.
We don't love being in front of the camera. And a lot of us are thinking like, you know, I'll wait until I've lost some weight, or you know, I want to get my hair fixed, or you know, we'll do it later when I've got a tan or when I'm feeling more energetic or whatever. But that perfect time, it's never going to come. There's never going to be a time when everything just feels perfect, because we'll always come up with some excuse. So the trick is to just book it even before you feel ready. And it feels so much, it's so much easier than you realize. So I think that it's a matter of just doing it before you feel completely ready. Also, I don't have a lot of times available. So it's really important just to get in and book before all of the times disappear. I think there are a few really important things that you can think about in terms of what kinds of photos you need and how to approach the photography side of your launch. So I think basically you need a lot of content. You need a lot of photos. You can't just have 5 portrait photos of you and only share those, because it doesn't say that much about you. It doesn't say who you are as a person, and it gets boring and it gets stale and it doesn't stand out. So you need a lot of content and you need a lot of variety in your photos. You need to think about photos that show who you are as a person, so that your potential audience can get to know you, like you, and trust you. So you need to show your personality. You need to show photos of you working behind the scenes, showing how you work, who you help, so that audience can kind of put themselves in that scene, and so that it gets a lot less scary and a lot less daunting to actually make contact with you. You can think about capturing a feeling. So the photos don't need to be so literal. They can capture a feeling. And one really good thing that you can focus on is capturing the transformation. So how do you want your clients to feel after they've worked with you? You need to think about why your clients choose to work with you and not somebody else who's doing the same type of work as you. So there are so many photographers out there. There are a lot of coaches and there are a lot of people doing the same kind of job. So you need to make sure that you infuse your personality into the photos, so that people actually feel connected to you and feel like you're the only person that can help them. And this is something that we can do in your photos when we tell your stories. I think a really big thing about having the right kind of photos and having a really tailored image library for your launch, it's going to save so much time. I know what I'm like. If I need to create some content, if I don't have my photos ready to go, just the time that it takes to try to set everything up and to take the photo, edit them and get them ready. Or if people are searching for stock photos and things like that, it takes so much time. And so just having an image library there that is totally on brand, that feels like you, it saves so much time and so much stress, because everything is just ready to go. You can basically create your social media content, you can create your Facebook ads, you can create your lead magnets, and it's just drag and drop. You just pop the photos in and go. I think people can take their own photos and maybe they can ask a friend to take the photos, but I think the risk there is that the quality isn't going to represent the quality of your brand and your business. And so basically, if I'm a potential client and I'm thinking of maybe booking you, I might be interested in the service that you offer or your product. And I'm going to be going to your social media feed. I'm going to be reading your text. I'm going to be going to your website. I'm going to be going everywhere. And I'm looking for clues just to kind of reassure me that this is the best option for me, that you're going to do a good job and I'm going to feel comfortable and happy working with you. And also that if I'm going to invest my money in you, I need to make sure that I'm not going to lose my money. So when your photos are of a really good quality and when they're consistent, that reassures us and says that you're going to provide the same quality in your service and the product that you offer. So it sounds really superficial that you have to have these really nice quality photos and it has to look amazing. And it's not just about looking pretty or, you know, just getting likes or anything superficial. It's more about helping people to get to know you and just reassuring them that you care about the details and that you're going to do a good job.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. And I'm just thinking about my own reflections about what you're saying right now. And I mean, my photos, I did a photo shoot with you before the summer. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy now that when I'm doing my launches later this autumn, I'm going to be able to just do my launch setup really quickly. And I have so many different great photos to choose from. It's going to make my life and launching so much easier.
I'm really happy to hear that. And I'm happy that we got a really good mix as well. We got a mix of the more professional sort of photos, but also quite relaxed storytelling photos and a lot of details as well. So I think that it's nice to be able to show all the different facets of your personality and who you are. I like that.
Yeah, and I think you've taught me that and also made me realize that I want more natural photos, more photos of me like in action, yeah. In different kind of scenes, like when I'm with my dog, my office dog, or if I'm sitting by the computer, or if I'm walking with a coffee in my hand, like more natural photos, not these posing photos, because I think that my clients also needs to see another side of me, and you're really capturing this with your photos.
Thank you. I'm really glad. I mean, the thing is, social media, it is like a conversation. So the photos need to feel like that as well. So if you're just posting these really stiff, perfect posed portraits all the time, it kind of puts a barrier between you and it kind of stops this conversation. But if it is a bit more natural and if you're not necessarily looking into the camera, it makes it so much easier to have a conversation then.
Yeah, and I think it's been like a journey for me and for many others probably, because I've always felt that I look the best when I'm smiling and looking into the camera. And now you taught me like, okay, I can even have photos taken from the side. I hated that. It's a thing from Lekis. I don't know if you all have been to Lekis, but Dagis has most of people gone to. And when I was little, I went to Lekis and I got traumatized a bit by, I don't know if you did the same, but at my Lekis, they put the kids from the side and you had to draw your friend like in a black cardboard the silhouette from the face. And I remember I had this hang up already about my nose and my chin, I don't know. Hang up. Yeah, and then they put all of us up on the wall and people were like mentioned about, oh, she has a cute little nose, or oh, that's a long nose, or that's you know, so it sort of stuck in my head that I didn't like my own profile. And you've been working with me on that. And now I don't even tell you before, like, okay, don't take photos from under like my chin or from the side. I just get them and I'm like, okay, it kind of is okay. And that feels so good.
I'm really happy to hear that. But we all have these hang-ups. We've got these things that as soon as we see a photo of ourselves, that's what we look for. And it could be, you know, maybe you look for your nose, double chin. I have these eyes that really scrunch up when I smile. And, you know, I've had photographers get really annoyed at me before when I was a teenager, because I was smiling too much because I was kind of nervous. Eyes basically disappeared. And this is my big hang up. And we've all got something. But the thing is that, you know, nobody cares. Nobody's looking for those things except you. So, I love that you have been on this journey. I'm really happy to hear that. And I know that I always give my clients a chance to tell me what photos they don't love of themselves, so I can keep these things in mind. And I think just being able to talk about what you're insecure about, I think that really helps you to relax when it comes to the photo shoot, because you know that, you know, I've listened and I've taken that in and I respect that.
Yeah.
but I will also challenge you a little bit and take those photos anyway. And then you get to decide if you use them or not, just because, you know, you might have a certain side that you prefer over the other side, or something like that, a certain angle that you prefer. But if we're taking 40 story photos, it's impossible to just have that angle or that side. You're going to be moving and everything's going to be really natural. So it's about just embracing everything about you. And I will make you look good anyway.
Oh, I know you do. I love it. Yeah. And now on social media, it takes a lot more to stand out online because, I mean, there's so many people doing the same things. Yeah. And there's so many coaches, so many yoga teachers and all of that. And I think that it needs a combination. I talk a lot about this when building a personal brand, that it takes a combination of great graphics like Canva posts. Maybe you're doing carousels with tips and stuff like that, because that makes us stay longer on the post and also shares your expertise, but also a good strategy, a good copy. But one thing many entrepreneurs are missing out on that I see is the personal brand photos. And it's such a big big aspect on how you stand out online. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think it's not because I think everybody should have a certain type of photos. And I don't think everything needs to be perfectly polished and put together. But I think that it's the photos that are going to stop people scrolling. So yeah. Everything goes so fast these days. We don't have that much time and we're bombarded with text and information and people that are offering things or selling things. And we're not going to stop and read something if we're not really sure that we're going to get something out of that interaction. So if I see a really terrible photo, it doesn't matter how amazing that person is at their job, and it doesn't matter how helpful their content is going to be. If I'm not interested in stopping and digging a little bit deeper, I'll never actually get to find out about that person and they won't be able to help me. So I think that, you know, good quality photos that are natural and that feel like you and that represent who you are as a person and your brand, that is going to stop people scrolling and they will dig a little bit deeper then and read your content and get to know you.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about this lately because I'm working with entrepreneurs that are driven and they want to level up. They want to scale their business. The Inner Circle membership is all about taking the next step and joining in with other driven entrepreneurs. And we talk a lot about values and things like that. But also, we've been talking about this, that even if you have great copy and you have all the good graphics and stuff, but if you don't have a consistent look and feel for your brand and also with brand photos, I see so many examples of bad graphics like Canva that they don't stand out. They mix their fonts and colors and they can't like make up their minds, but also when they don't use good quality photos, it's something like missing. You sort of want to scream at that person like, please, I wish you knew this, because it's going to take you so much longer.
Yeah.
In terms of standing out, in terms of being there, showing up as an authority in your niche.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that the psychology behind it all is really fascinating, because the thing is that when somebody sees your content for the first time, it's like meeting someone for the first time and you get to say, hi, this is me, this is what I do. And when you're consistent with the photos that you share and your graphics and your font and everything else and the voice that you use online, when you're consistent, that person just gets to know you a little bit deeper. And it's basically like every little bit is a puzzle piece that's confirming that you're the right person to help them. But if you're really inconsistent, so if your photos are just all over the place, or if you're using different fonts and different colors and a different tone of voice in your content, it's almost like you're popping in and introducing yourself like for the first time every time. And then it just means that you're not getting deeper into that relationship. You're just always staying at that first level, and they'll never get to know you, and it will be really hard for them to invest in you.
That's so true. Yeah. And what mistakes are you seeing when people are launching in terms of personal brand photography?
I mean, we've talked about the quality of the photos. So I think a lot of people are using selfies, and I think selfies are fine, but I just think the quality still needs to be good. So you need to focus on getting good lights and the right angles and making sure that you're able to capture some kind of variety in those photos. But I think just more than anything, focusing on good quality and consistent photos. Another mistake is just not having enough photos. Launches require a lot of content. So I think you need a lot of photos and a lot of variety in those photos. A huge one that I see is a lot of people relying on stock photos. And I think that there are a lot of really nice stock photos out there, but they're really impersonal. They don't say anything about who you are. And it's really hard to stand out when all of the other coaches or all of the other people doing the same job as you, if they're using the same stock photos, then you're not going to stand out. I think a lot of people also are really stuck on the idea of what a professional portrait should look like. I think this is something that comes from the way that it used to be, that you had to be wearing a suit and you had to be standing against a white background with your arms crossed and things like that. That's not the way it has to be, because I just think that it shows what you look like, but it doesn't say who you are. So I think just focus more on telling a story and just relaxing. I think the photos and your message come across so much more effectively then. I think we've talked a bit about this before, but another big mistake that people make is just spending way too much time trying to take their own photos or going out searching for photos when they should be using their time on the launch, on creating content and giving value and really connecting with the audience. Because I think that it's so easy just to get stuck on taking the photos, but get someone to help you with it, and then you've got everything ready to go. I think it just makes life so much easier.
Yeah, and I some launches you can see that people are using exactly the same stock photos, and it makes it so boring because you feel like, oh, I might have seen this before, but where? So I think it's very important to really think about how can I stand out online, and what is unique with me. You're always doing such a good research beforehand, before the photo shoots. You get us to think around and explore more things that we might not have been thinking about. Because in my last shoot, we did more things that I really enjoy now, and I'm happy that we took those photos. For example, when I'm walking with my coffee on Strandvägen, I love those photos because you made me pop out of a door. Like, I had to go back and forth, but the photos turned out to be really natural and not like,
exactly. And I think that I'm not sure. I think for me to be able to do my job well, I need to know who I'm photographing, and not just what their job title is, but I want to know, you know, why they do what they do, where their passion comes from, and who they're helping, and what kind of transformation they make. And just to try to work out what stories are most natural for that person, because it's not a one size fit all kind of solution. I did quite deep before the photo sessions. My questionnaire is quite in depth so that I can get to know the person and also really analyze their brand, just to work out what kind of photos will really help them to build their business and will actually attract their dream clients. So it's a process, but I like it.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking that I'm coming up with this, I'm launching CEO Days, and normally now with the pandemic and everything, and I'm normally
doing a lot of online course coaching, online coaching, because I'm here in France or I'm in Sweden and I have a lot of clients all over the place. But since I'm launching this CEO Days, it's going to be IRL and online. So I wanted to capture the kind of place where I want to take my clients, and Hotel Diplomat or Haymarket and something like that was in my mind. And then we discussed it, and we did a shoot, a coaching shoot at Diplomat at their outside coffee / restaurant. And how did you think about that to capture my photos?
I think that's a really good way of showing people what you do and what it would look like to work with you. So I often ask my clients if they would like to invite somebody as a coaching client, or perhaps they give, you know, presentations to, or group workshops and things like that. And then we'll invite a few people in just to show a real life situation. And I think it just, it makes it so much easier just to put yourself in that scene. So I'm really glad that we got those photos with Carolina, so that you can really see what it looks like to be coached by you.
Yeah, I'm so happy for them too. And then they're going to play a big part in my launch for CEO Day. So I'm really happy to have them now, and that I don't need to look for any stock photos that could look like I'm coaching or something. This is the real stuff, and I love them. Yeah,
I really like that. And I think also just the fact that we chose Diplomat, and that's the kind of environment it's so you. It feels like it's on brand for you. But that kind of location, it wouldn't be right for somebody else. So somebody else might be maybe more at home, I don't know, coaching somebody walking through a forest, or maybe sitting in a really dark, cozy kind of rundown cafe. And so the trick is to find that location and to create the story that works for that unique person. So I love that we can do that, that it doesn't have to be the same for everybody.
Yeah, me too, because we're all unique and we need to like find that extra special secret sauce that I'm talking about. And for me, it's very important to show that I'm both in Sweden and I'm here in France, like working internationally, and I'm having so much ideas for my next photo shoot and and what we could do next. So it's always so fun to explore the possibilities and ideas that are coming up for what could I do next time, and what have I been missing that I haven't been capturing yet. And to work with you around that is so, so fun.
I actually get that feedback from a lot of clients, because most people, it is an ongoing process, and most people book more than one session over time. And each session, it kind of adds on to the one before. So you get to show more layers of who you are as a person, but also show more of your story in your business. And I love that people often get in touch and they say, oh, I'm having so many ideas. I've got this really long list of what we should do next time.
Oh, I love that. And that's also a good thing to go back to, that it's possible to book your abonnements. Can't you just tell us a bit more about what is that?
Yes, so I have my my yearly subscription, which I absolutely love, because it just means that it includes 3 half-day brand photo sessions every year. So it just means that we really get to tell your story. And from each photo session, you get 40 storytelling photos. So it just means that you've always got your image library ready to go. And we can capture photos, first of all, that reflect the changing seasons, but also that, you know, if you have a new launch coming up, or if you have events, or maybe you change you come out with new offers, or maybe you change style, or you want to just add on another layer, this just gives us the opportunity to do that. So, I think it's a really nice service. I really like doing it. And it just means that I get to hang out with my clients 3 times every year.
Yeah, I love it. and it's so funny, because just after the photo shoot, I'm always talking about the next one.
Yes.
Before having you as a photographer, I didn't really like having my photos taken. So you changed my mind about it, that now I see it as something fun, something that I look forward to, and something I really know that it makes such an impact for my business. I get more clients, I earn more money. I know that my photos are so, so important to me.
Oh, I'm really glad. And I think it does get easier every time as well, because it takes practice.
Yeah.
We don't do it every day. So it's, I think the more you do it, the easier it gets. And it's just, it's no big deal. You just turn up and we just hang out and take photos. So.
Yeah. And I think it also means that you get to know your own, how you look, how you move. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so good to see that you can also work with your, with your own thoughts about yourself.
Yeah.
There are some photos that really has helped me a lot in my terms of accepting my flaws and and things like that. Because I particularly thinking about a photo by the pool that I was wearing a long kimono, and I was closing my eyes. I didn't know that you were taking it, and I was just enjoying the sun on my face and that feeling, and you capture it, and it's one of my most loved photos, and many people are saying things about it. Mm. And at first when I saw it, I felt like, oh my gosh, don't I look like a bit chubby on that one? Like, but then I looked again and I looked again and I got more compliments about it. Like, oh, such a good photo. What a good feeling. I love it. And then I was looking at myself in a different light, if you say that. And now it's one of my photos that I really, really love.
I love that you say that. And it's so funny because I know that you've said that about that photo. It's like, oh, but my stomach. Oh, and even to this day, when I look at that photo, I cannot see the stomach that you're talking about.
Oh my God.
I just, you know, I look at that photo, and no, I'm not saying anything about me or anything that I have had to do with that photo, but I can just see that you're in the moment and you're just, there's just pure joy on your face. And you can just see that you're loving everything about that moment. And that's what you see. And that's what other people see when they see your photos. They can see how you're feeling. They're not looking for the stomach or the chins or the nose or anything else. They just want to get to know who you are. And that's what they see when they see that photo.
Yeah, I'm so, so happy about that. And the transformation you taught me so much during these years that we've been working together and so on. And next question. We are having some entrepreneurs that are already thinking about their autumn, and they are joining us because you and me, we are also doing Personal Brand Collective, and we're doing this Brand Boost retreat to France. And some of them have already booked you, and then they are topping up with some extra photos in France.
Yes.
Yeah, for that like international feel that I'm talking about. Can you tell me a bit more about why this is such a good idea for if you're having a launch this autumn to join us to France?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think that for a lot of my clients that are booking a session in Sweden before the retreat, and also they're getting a photo session and photos in France, you know, when we have a session here in Sweden, it just means that we're in locations and situations that are really personal for that person. So it could be that we get to take photos in your office or in your salon, or just a place that feels more personal to you and tells more of your story. And I think about when clients are going to work with you, if they can see what it's going to look like when they coach with you, or maybe if they're going to have a massage with you, when you're in that situation, you do feel quite vulnerable. So it's really comforting to be able to see what the room looks like and how it's going to feel to be there. So I think it's really nice if we can take photos here in Sweden so that it is more personal and more tailor-made for you. But I think having these photos in France as well, first of all, the location is A dream. Oh my goodness, it is. It's absolutely stunning. The light is amazing. So, I mean, beautiful photos in this beautiful location, and you're going to be feeling sort of relaxed and inspired and motivated, and that's what we can capture in those photos. So more, you know, relaxed portraits that tell more about who you are, I think, are perfect in that situation. And I think just being able to kind of step away from your everyday business life and working in a different location, getting inspired by these other entrepreneurs that are coming along, and just relaxing and having fun and loading up with, you know, information and tools and energy, that just gives so much. And they're the kind of things that we can capture in the photos. So I think that it's great to have the combination.
Yeah, I think it's so many good things that you are mentioning there. But, you know, energy and being relaxed, and you get that inner glow that can really be special when you are somewhere else and you're relaxed and in a different environment. And I think if you in some way want to capture that you're working online, it's such a good thing to show your customers that you're also is able to travel or yeah. So it's such a good idea, I think, to do this and also get new biz besties and coaching, of course, and all the other stuff that are coming along with it. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's so nice talking to you. So I'm almost forgetting what I'm gonna ask you, but I would like to ask you about three takeaways to get those photos that you love and that represents your brand in the best way. What could that be?
All right, so I could talk about this all day, but I'll narrow it down to three. So number one, I thought, let go of all expectations of what you think a professional photo or a photo should look like and how you think that you're supposed to be. I think that we just need to just roll with it, just relax and be yourself. Don't think like you have to dress a certain way or be a certain way. The idea is that we're going to capture you. And you know, you just need to do something. You need to react naturally. You don't have to feel like you need to smile all the time or sit a certain way or do anything. You know, I help my clients with that so that we create these scenes that help all of these things come naturally, so that it's natural body language that we're capturing and natural reactions, because we're actually talking about things and joking about things. And so everything comes naturally then. I think that, you know, let go of this image of this perfect corporate portrait and focus on these natural behind the scenes images and natural portraits and, you know, something a bit more personal that says something about you. You don't have to be really private, but just something that lets down the guard a little bit. So maybe it could be out running in the forest or walking on a beach or, I don't know, celebrating with friends, drinking champagne, whatever. It's just something that says more about who you are as a person. My second tip, I've decided on choose a photographer that you love, that you can relax, have fun with, and who you can trust. I think this is really, really important. So I think, first of all, it's important that you love their style of photography and editing, because there are so many photographers out there and we all have our own unique style. So it's really important that you find the style that you really love. You need to find somebody who's willing to take the time to get to know you and to analyze your brand and to create images that are going to speak for you and not just focus on, I mean, just taking a pretty picture that doesn't really say anything about you.
Mm.
And it means that this kind of photography, it's not a quick in and out 5-minute photo shoot. It is a process. And this means that it is a bigger investment. But I think that if it's done right, your photos are going to make you money. So I think that it's really worth thinking about that, focusing on quality and choosing the right person instead of just taking, you know, the first cheapest photographer that you can find. I've had a lot of clients that have done that in the past, and then they've had to book a session with me because they couldn't actually use the photos or they didn't feel like them. So I think that in the end, it can actually cost more if you do it that way.
Mm.
Number three, we've sort of touched on this already, but I just said we're not all used to having photo shoots. It's not something that we do every day. And so it can feel a little bit uncomfortable. And also when you get your photos back, you get to see a lot of photos of you in natural situations. So not like a selfie, and it's not the same image that you see when you look in a mirror. And this can be kind of a shock. And as we said before, we always look straight for the things that we're least comfortable with. So I think that just be prepared for that. So just take it for what it is. Focus on what your clients are going to see, because they're not going to care about the chin or the nose or the stomach, whatever. They want to know who you are and to get to know you. And so if you go into your photo shoot and you focus on why you do what you do and think about the difference that you make to your clients' lives, then if everything else comes together, if you're with a photographer that you can relax with and that you love, and that if you trust that person, then you're going to get photos that feel like you and that you can really use and that are going to feel like your brand. So I think that's these three things, I think they're really key.
I love this, and I'm starting to reflect on everything you say, but it's something that really stuck in my mind when you were talking about choosing the right photographer for you and thinking about quality. And I think for many people who are there that are going to level up, that are have been working in their business for a few years, and they are starting to be known as an expert in their niche. When you are at that point, or you want to really, really level up and make a big impact, I think you're also searching for the best all the time. It sounds really, really bad, but I think it's really good, because then you know what it takes to be an expert in your niche, and you need to stand out, and you're also starting to value what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, it's I want to have the best photographer. I want to have high quality. If I want to learn how to build an email list, I might turn to Amy Porterfield, or I might turn to somebody who can help me in my inner circle that are expert in what they do. Because I think it's very natural that you are looking for the best if you are leveling up. How are you thinking about that?
Yeah, I agree. And first of all, I have to say thank you. I'm extremely honored that I get to be your photographer and that you see me as someone that's deserving of that. I completely agree. And I just think that when you are leveling up and when you are the expert in your field, everything that you put out there, it needs to be of the same quality. So I think that it's, first of all, it's really important that you're, when it comes to choosing a photographer, that you have somebody who can create the kind of photos that represent your quality. But also, you don't have time to waste, and you don't want to waste your money either. So you need to make sure that you're making a really good investment.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. And if somebody gets curious on reading more about you or finding you online, where should they go?
I'm most active on Instagram, and so there you can find me at Lumeah Photography. It's Lumeah Photography. Lumeah is the street that I grew up on in Australia. So
I love that story.
I needed to have a little piece of home in my business name. So Lumeah Photography. And then my website is personalbrandphotography.se. And on my website, I've got a lot of photos so that you can really, you know, you can really see the types of sessions that I've had and the types of clients that I've worked with. And I think this can be really helpful just so that you can see, you know, if you're a coach, for example, you can get some ideas of what kind of photos you could be sharing as a coach or anything like that. But also I've got a lot of blog posts that I think are really helpful, and also some really good guides that I think are really helpful. So you can go to the resources page and you can download a guide for taking your own photos, just to make sure that even if you're taking photos this summer yourself, then you can make sure that the quality is good.
Mm-hmm. And
I've got a guide about building an authentic personal brand, and also about what kind of photos you could be sharing. So a lot of people contact me and they say that they don't know what kind of photos they should be sharing. So I've put together this guide just to give some ideas and inspiration. So if you go to personalbrandphotography.se and then find the resource pages, you can find all of those.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Janine, for taking your time to be here on the Brand Expert podcast. And I think there are many people now that are getting ready for launching this autumn, and they need photos, and they need to think about what they are going to put out there to be able to stand out and glow online. So I think this episode has been very helpful for many.
Thank you, Marlene. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Yeah, have a nice day. Take care.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Du har lyssnat på The Brand Expert podcast med Malin Hammar Blomvall. Och du, jag skulle bli så himla glad om du vill gå in och ge en liten review. Lite glimrande stjärnor till att du tyckte den här podden var bra. Eller om du vill dela den med en vän och tagga jättegärna mig på Insta, för det är ju min fokuskanal. Så tagga gärna The Brand Expert podcast och mig, Malin Hammar Blomvall, så skulle jag bli så superglad. Hoppas att du hänger med på nästa avsnitt.